Kind of interesting. The person that hired me was the chief engineer for the state of Florida. I had been accepted and then deferred my actual arrival at the Bell System for a year for family reasons. My father passed away, and my mother asked me to stay in St. Pete to help run the family business. And we got married outside of Long Beach. But anyhow, the guy that interviewed me for 3 hours, and personally, chief engineer from Florida, a pretty prestigious position. And at the end of it, he said, "Well, the reason I want to spend so long with you is," he said, "I've hired a lot of people, and I've never had anybody quit." He said, "I think you might quit, and so I don't want to break my record, and so I want to be sure." And I said, "I promise you, I will not quit," and I didn't. And that was really the way it was. You went to work with Bell System, and 40 years later, you retired and had a happy life. Contrast that to 1984. I made a presentation to British Telecom senior executives in London, because they were about to go through a competitive environment. This was actually 1985. And I did about a 3 or 4 hour presentation of all the things I thought it took to get ready for competition. And by that time, I was executive vice president for Southern Bell. And did my 3 hour presentation about the architecture of it. And the end of that, it had a bunch of questions. First question was, "How do you like competition?" And I said, "I love it." And I said, "Why?" "Because the pay is better." When my competition came in, our job opportunities became available, and Bell South doubled my salary in 2 years. I think I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of contrasts the old engineering lifestyle with the competitive environment and the opportunities that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping back to the career process, is this about what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm gonna slip in some
okay.
questions, but
whenever you want to slip in some questions, just pose it to me. I asked you time constraints. I'll run through those two types pretty quickly. My career shifted a considerable amount with going through this regional transmission school. That was sort of a fast track type program. When I was hired as a trainee, they call them, college trainees, which at that time meant that you either got promoted in 4.5 years or fired, one of the two. And I didn't get promoted or fired in 4.5 years, so I neither did anybody else that I ever saw in the program. But I did begin to shift around and do some interesting things.